and welcome to our Alphabetics of Health conference call on May 18th of 2010. It's our pleasure to continue this complimentary service to supplement your health and wellness education. There'll be about 10 minutes of education, and then we'll be opening up the call for questions and answers. Also, if you email us ahead of time with questions, we can answer them during the lecture, or they will be the first questions answered at the end of the call. All conference calls will be available on our website at www.dimensionsofhealth.net under the Herbs section. They should be up within a couple of days of the call. My name is Morgan Jenkins. I'm a certified natural health professional. I've been in the natural health business for about 6 years, but I've been studying natural health for at least 11 years. I've worked with hundreds of people with a number of different health concerns, but today I'm going to discuss one of the fastest growing buzzwords out there, which is inflammation. Science has confirmed that chronic low-grade inflammation is the cause of nearly all chronic and degenerative disease. Inflammation is involved in heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, asthma, allergies, autoimmune disorders, and countless other issues. Symptoms of the start of inflammation can include excess weight, fatigue and excessive sleepiness, difficulty concentrating, gum disease, bleeding gums or gingivitis, frequent headaches, chronic low-grade aches and pains, constant hunger, cravings for sugar and other simple carbohydrates, a dark red tongue, dry skin, limp hair, brittle fingernails, fluid retention, groggy upon waking, constipation, and a general feeling of, well, not feeling well. If you have a number of these symptoms, you might want to take action. It's time to mobilize your healing forces and put out your internal fire. So, what is inflammation? It's the body's normal response to any kind of tissue damage or infection. No matter how the body gets injured or infected, inflammation is going to be the body's primary response to that damage. Normally, inflammation resolves itself naturally, and then the body heals. However, it's when that healing isn't completed that tissues become chronically inflamed. Sorry, I lost my place. This leads to a slow process of deterioration, resulting in the chronically inflamed degenerative diseases. And just to give you a better idea, here are a few examples. Cardiovascular disease is a result of inflammation causing the arteries to develop arterial plaque. Lowering cholesterol levels without reducing inflammation doesn't stop plaque from forming. In fact, the body uses cholesterol to bind irritating toxins and in building new tissue. So lowering cholesterol can actually create more inflammation in the body. And this is actually one of my favorite subjects that I love to teach all on its own. So if you're ever interested in learning more about cholesterol, please let me know, and I'd be happy to do a small presentation for you and your friends. You can even earn up to $50 worth of Nature Sunshine product, and that's $50 retail cost. Another chronic issue is arthritis, which, if broken down from its Latin components, just means joint pain. Joints often suffer mechanical damage, which causes inflammation. However, if the damage never fully heals, then the joint eventually deteriorates. For this, I would recommend JNTA, glucosamine sulfate and chondroitin, flaxseed oil or omega-3, and a change in diet. There's actually a great book called The Arthritis Healthy Exchanges Cookbook by Joanna Lund, and that can help you with those dietary changes. And bonus, Sherry will be going more into depth on this subject on Thursday at noon. The topic will be juice up your joints. And so there are more conditions, and I'll kind of move on for now just for the sake of time. What I really want to talk about is how to reduce, if not eliminate, that irritating inflammation. And I have several steps to share. Number one, the best way to put out the fires of inflammation is to drink water. The rule is 1/2 your body weight in ounces of pure filtered water. So just to give you an example, if you weigh 140 pounds, you need to drink, you take 140, half that number, you need to drink 70 ounces of water every day. If you drink things that dehydrate you like soda or coffee, then you need to drink twice as many ounces of pure water to compensate. So if you drink 16 ounces of soda in a day, you need to drink an additional 32 ounces of water on top of your daily minimum. Now, that might sound like a lot, especially if you're not drinking enough water. So start out slowly. Don't gulp it all down in one sitting. Your kidneys like to process about 4 to 6 ounces of water every half hour. If you drink it slowly, sipping on the water throughout the day, you won't be flushing your body and you won't be running to the bathroom, all day at least. Chronic dehydration is the largest cause of inflammation, and drinking water is the cheapest and easiest way to support the body. Second thing I'd like to talk about is to avoid simple carbohydrates. In other words, anything white. Sugar, white flour, white rice, potatoes, and, you know, even whole grains when eaten in excess can cause a spike in blood sugar, which leads to insulin production. And here's the real kicker. High levels of insulin block certain chemical reactions in your body that make the anti-inflammatory messengers. These messengers are the guys who run around your body asking for help and putting out the fires. If your body doesn't know that it needs to start the healing process, then the result is chronic inflammation. To reduce this problem, start each meal with some high-quality fat like avocado or some good protein. This reduces carbohydrate cravings. Also, eating non-starchy vegetables like broccoli, zucchini, green beans, cabbage, lettuce, tomatoes, and onions, and fruits like berries instead of the more sugary, starchy carbohydrates will reduce that insulin production and thus reduce inflammation levels in the body. And another, an herb that really helps is licorice root. It aids in this issue because it's helpful in reducing those cravings for sugar and carbohydrates, and it's also a very useful anti-inflammatory herb because it supports the adrenal glands, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Next thing is to eat the right kinds of fats. Essential fatty acids, or EFAs, are those messengers that I just talked about. They're the messengers of inflammation, and they're also known as omega-6 and omega-3. The proper ratio we need is 4 parts omega-6 to 1 part omega-3. And when this is in that ratio, it helps keep inflammation in check. And most Americans with the standard American diet, which is otherwise known as SAD, have a ratio of 20 to 1 of omega-6 versus omega-3. And this is one of the reasons why chronic inflammation is so widespread, especially in our country. To reduce inflammation, avoid processed oils as much as possible. Supplement the diet with flax seeds, avocados, which I don't know if you've guessed are my favorite, walnuts, macadamia nuts, and perhaps a supplement like Super Omega-3 EPA. It's a really good omega-3 supplement, very highly purified. Next thing I want to talk about is to detoxify your body. Your body can't heal if it's constantly being re-inflamed by environmental toxins and microbial parasites. So start by avoiding chemicals as much as possible. These can be found in the forms of food additives, pesticide residues, and cleaning solutions. Buy organic when you can. Use natural household cleaning products and personal care products. And I have to mention that Nature Sunshine is gearing up to start their own household cleaning line, and I'm so excited about it. So definitely keep your ears open for that one. If you already have a problem with toxins in your body, you'll want to use a good cleanse. The Chow Ha Cleanse or the Clean Start Program are both very good places to start one or the other. If you suspect chronic infection from parasites, ParaCleanse with Pawpaw may be your answer. Another thing you can do is to use antioxidant nutrients. Inflammation and oxidative stress go hand in hand. Eating 5 to 7 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables daily will help supply oxidants that your body needs to combat this inflammation. And that might seem like a daunting task. You still need to eat a number of fresh fruit and vegetable servings, but you can also supplement part of that with Tygo. It's a very powerful beverage that Nature Sunshine has made, and it has synergistic antioxidant properties. And what I mean by that is that if you took the antioxidant properties of all the ingredients individually and added them up, it would not equal the power that they have in the combination of Tygo. So Tygo, we are very lucky to have that product. And the last thing I want to talk about is to support your stress glands. The adrenals produce a hormone called cortisol, which helps keep that inflammation in check. So we have a number of things that help our body. Chronic stress, caffeine, and sugar exhaust our glands and reduce their ability to control inflammation. So herbs like nervous fatigue formula, adrenal support, yucca, and licorice root can help your adrenal glands and help keep that inflammation in check. If you're concerned that you have inflammation but you're not quite sure of the cause, there are some very good herbs that I haven't mentioned yet. Medical studies have shown that colostrum is effective in autoimmune diseases. MSM reduces inflammation just about everywhere. And I've mentioned that herb in my allergies talk as well. SC formula and uni de gato are both very helpful anti-inflammatory herbs for a daily use basis. IFC is one of my favorites, and it's also good for fevers too. Enzymes reduce inflammation and repair tissue, so I would suggest Protease Plus between meals. And it's also good if you have problems with leaky gut. Vitamin C is a powerful antioxidant, and it's best when fresh. I mean, you know, you can supplement vitamin C, but when it's fresh, that's really the best source. So fresh lemon juice in your water, I know the citric acid, it might be acidic in your mouth, but the vitamin C helps alkalize your body. And so having a little bit of that fresh lemon in your water is actually very powerful. A great daily tonic is 1 teaspoon organic raw apple cider vinegar, and Bragg's is a good source, plus 1 teaspoon local honey mixed with 2 ounces of water or apple juice. And you can take this first thing in the morning, and it's a great tonic. And so that's kind of the conclusion. It's time for my disclaimer. Not all herbal programs are alike because no one person has the same body chemistry or environmental conditions. If you are unsure of a program, please contact Sherry, Joan, Jerry, myself, or whoever referred you to this call, and we can always help guide you to an herbal and dietary program that is specially designed for you. Thank you, thank you for attending our call this evening, and I'm now going to open up the floor for questions. If you have any, please press *6 to unmute yourself. So I hope I've got it on the mute correctly. And while we're waiting, if any questions pop up, if you have a question later, you're always welcome to email me at dimensionsofhealth@gmail.com, even if it's well after the day of this class. If you just kind of think about it, you know, 2 months from now, please feel free to email me. And as I've already mentioned, this Thursday at noon will be on Juicing Up Your Joints with Sherry. If you have any questions, please email her at sherryjakes@dimensionsofhealth.net. Also, we should be putting together a new agenda for future subjects. I know we've got it put together. We just are going to send it out soon. So we'd really like your feedback and on how this is working. Do the times work for you? Please contact us. Let us know. We are happy to serve and accommodate. So are there any questions that have come up?
Morgan, can you hear me okay?
I can.
In June, Nature Sunshine is upgrading the Tygo formula to include pomegranate and acai berry.
Ah, yes, that's correct. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why I love Nature Sunshine is that, you know, acai berry kind of came out 2 years ago. And it was all this hype, and everyone was really excited about it. But Nature Sunshine didn't just jump on the bandwagon. They did almost 2 years of their own research before they put it into the Kygo beverage. So, I mean, that's just one of the reasons why I love Nature Sunshine. They don't just listen to everyone else. They like to do their own research, their own testing, and their own quality control. So, yeah, I'm excited about the acai berry and pomegranate being added. Any other questions or comments? All right, well, we're going to end the call with that, and I wanted to thank everyone for attending. And Joan, thank you so much for your added information on the Tygo, and I look forward to our call on Thursday at noon with Sherry. Thank you so much.